Julia's, or Paul's. But this is not a scholarly work, and at times I have blended their voices. Julia encouraged this approach, pointing out that she and Paul often signed their letters PJ or Puglia, as if they were two halves of one person. I wrote some of the exposition and transitions, and in so doing tried to emulate Julia's idiosyncratic word choices. Plop! Yuck! Whoa! Hooray! Once I had gathered enough material, I would write up a vignette. She would avidly read it, correct my French, and add things as they occurred to her in small, rightward slanting handwriting. She loved this process and was an exacting editor. "This book energizes me," she declared. Julia and I shared a sense of humor and appetite, and she thought I looked like Paul, which probably helped our collaboration. As for me, I was grateful for the chance to reconnect with her and to be part of such an interesting project. Some writers find that the more they learn about their co-authors, the less they like them. But I had the opposite experience. The more I learned about Julia Child, the more I came to respect her. What impressed me most was how hard she worked. How devoted